This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving, as well as all the linemen that are still over there working Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, bringing those people back into power. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the show like this. We know that both the Democratic and Republican national conventions have ended, and Election Day is coming quickly, November 3rd. By the way, today is the first day of September, so we're getting close. And here's what we know about the fall campaign. It's going to feature a true contrast in ideas and ideology. For example, Joe Biden has made it clear that he believes in a dramatically more powerful federal government that will play a bigger role in everything from health care to energy policy. Now, the power with the Democrats today doesn't just lie with moderate leaders who want incremental change. Nope, it's with the far-left progressives like Bernie Sanders and AOC who are looking to fundamentally transform America. Agreed?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you don't have to agree with everything that Donald Trump says and does to recognize that his vision's very different. He certainly wants a freer America, one where America gets out of our way. Trump's policies will work to boost our economy, make health care more affordable, and give citizens, not government, more power to make decisions that are best for them. So, folks, the choice this November is clear, and now it's up to us to make our voices heard. What did I leave out, Kyle?
Well, not much, Captain. I'm so glad that you mentioned the idea of the clear choices, because that's exactly what the American people have. In many ways, it's almost like 1980, but the situation is very different. It's not Carter versus Reagan, but it is, in fact, a very similar clear-cut choice of what direction the country's going to go. And you mentioned, Captain, about the president wanting to essentially have the policies where it empowers the people. Biden and his handlers and the progressive left, as it were, they want to install policies that really control you. It's very, very clear choice.
Well, the Democrats have fallen into the pit that they dug for Donald Trump. I'll explain. We're watching kind of a display of biblical justice that's playing out right before our eyes. Democrats dug a big pit, and they were hoping that Donald Trump would just jump right in it so they could bury him. But now they're in it. and they can't get out of it. Their entire campaign strategy is no longer working, and the Democrats have finally figured that out, but it's way too late for them. Example is Joe Biden taking a trip to Western Pennsylvania yesterday, and Joe Biden, almost 1 year to the day, doing the exact opposite about fracking is what he said the year before when asked about fracking. He said, no way. We're not going to have any fracking. No way. We're going to get rid of it. We don't need to have that. And then yesterday it was, well, I never said that we were going to get rid of fracking. No, we're going to keep it. Yeah, we are. No, they're not. It's in their platform to get rid of it.
Well, exactly. And this is what we call the bait and switch. You'd come out and say something like, no, this has never been our policy, et cetera, when in reality it truly is. Again, you know, they want to end, evidently, America's being first and foremost in energy production, but they know, Captain, they have to know that it would destroy so many major parts of the economy and put so many people out of work. I mean, in the millions of people.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go over to you. What is going on in Los Angeles? We had another police shooting. Someone was shot by a cop, and right away people assembled in downtown L.A. What's going on there right now?
Well, what I know about this to this point is there was a sheriff's deputy-related shooting, L.A. County sheriff's deputy, I believe. And then soon after that, there was a large group of people that began gathering in that area, and sort of the situation getting very tense. That's what the local news was reporting just a little while ago. We don't have many details on the nature of the shooting and so forth, but again, this is again one of a flashpoint, and it seems like all of a sudden, before we have all the facts, there's quote unquote protests going to begin, but certainly there is a large group of people there.
Well, in Portland, Oregon tonight, we have the Oregon State Police back in the city of Portland, along with help from officers from neighboring communities, along with the Sheriff's Department and the Portland City Police, seeking to tamp down on the vandalism and violence that's followed the fatal shooting of a Trump supporter over the weekend, as the city now approaches 100 consecutive nights of Black Lives Matter demonstrations, rioting, and looting.
And isn't this something, Captain, to see this go on for this many days?
100 days.
That's right. And again, as you talked about, they were trying to dig a hole for President Trump, but the hole that they've dug is really for themselves, with the violence and the condoning of it.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to the break. And when we come back, a lot more. We've got plenty of ground to cover tonight, so don't go anywhere. And hello to Sue the Dispatcher.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends that put out Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team out of Seattle. Now, let me tell you something. I just took a packet of Relief Factor before I started because my ankle was acting up and my back felt kind of gimpy. And it was about 2 hours ago, and I feel great right now. I feel great. I'm not going to go dancing, but I feel like I could. And I've got arthritis. That's what the problem is. But if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches or pain in general from your daily activities, your work, whatever it is you're doing, how about trying something that's 100% drug-free and it's good for you? Because it'll support healthy joints and muscles, and it'll support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort you have with the product that's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All good stuff for you. Now, it'll lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever it is you got going on, and it goes right to the source of the pain and starts to work just as soon as you take it. And like I say, it did for me. So there you go. Now, to find out more and to take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start program, you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for it right there. If you feel you need to call in and talk to somebody, the number is 800-583-84. Tell them you talked to the captain, and you'll get that 1995 price. Otherwise, you're going to pay full price. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, who we got in the chat room?
Well, Captain, tonight looks like in the chat room we've got Lynn and Cape Cod. We've also got Steve in Thailand. We got Wally, Joe in Sarasota, Greg, he's in Atlanta. Also, looks like we got Zach, Kat. We've also got Mark the Trucker. We got Richard the Marine. We've got Terry. Bill Bunkley's in there, I believe.
Yeah.
And then also, of course, we got Sam the Paperman.
Yeah, and by the way, Kat's a Marine, too. We call her Cat in the Hat. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. Is this Sean?
Yeah, hey guys, I got a question.
And hi, Kyle. Nice to hear your nice voice again.
Hey,
here it is. Do you remember, I only saw it a couple of times, and it was out right away. Joe Biden did not make it even through the primaries, and he was completely blown out of the water because he consistently lied about his college, about his all these different things. And they had all these segments on TV where they just got rid of him and said, well, he's done. He couldn't even make it through the Democrat primary. Why are they not, and why are you guys not constantly referring to these things where he would lie about, like, how he went to college and he was the top in his class and yada, yada, yada.
I mean,
it was a whole long segment.
I would be happy to answer.
Watch the video.
I would be happy to answer because I know exactly what you're talking about, because this is the third time he's run. But hold on. I'm going to get going here. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Kyle, what he's talking about is Joe Biden has run for the president's office three times so far, right?
That's right. Starting in 1988, I believe.
They say third time's a charm, right?
Right.
I've seen the videos he's talking about. I've seen all of that. The different thing about Joe Biden this time is we're not just electing Joe Biden. We're electing a vice president who is going to take the place of Joe Biden. I don't believe Joe Biden is going to last 6 months to a year. That's my estimate and guesstimate. The president is actually going to be Kamala Harris. And now you got to look at Kamala Harris's background, and you got to look at where she's been through her career and how she worked her way up her career and the people that have been associated, that are currently associated, that are directing the platform of the Democratic Party, which is Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the squad.
Yep, absolutely right. You know, I think, and Sean is exactly right, all these weird things that Biden has said over time. You know, Captain, way back in the day, I thought Biden was done when they caught him plagiarizing the Neil
Kinnock
speech. And honestly, I mean, and you know, that just seemed to be such a blow. But Joe Biden, of course, stayed around in the Senate. But I think that how we used to call Reagan the Teflon president. Well, Biden's almost a Teflon candidate, because no matter how much these things come out, the mainstream media will not take it and run.
Now, here's something else for you to think about right here. Some of the comments that were made by Joe Biden about the riots where he suddenly made a 180,
right,
were comments that Mike Pence had said. Do you know that?
I wouldn't be surprised. No,
well, I took a little look at it, and there it was. Okay, let's see here. Back to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, Carla. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Joe Biden now. His poll numbers are tanking. He goes to Pittsburgh. He's from Pennsylvania. And I hope you people in Pennsylvania see your idiot governor, and that Joe Biden hasn't done anything for blacks in 47 years, or African Americans, or anybody in this country but himself and enriched his son. And I hope you understand that he hates the cops, and now he's going to stand up for law and order. My God, what a disgrace. The Democrat Party's a disgrace. Kamala Harris said the nastiest things about Joe Biden, and the wagon to Joe Biden so they can push him aside. And then you got this idiot mayor in Seattle trying to blame Trump for 100 days of burning and looting in Seattle.
It's Portland.
Portland, okay? This shit, Wheeler, whatever his name. And then you got, as Rush Limbaugh said, everything is politics. You got the idiot coach in Seattle trying to tell us about America. Hey, Pete Carroll, why don't you give the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the one-yard line and stay in your own lane? You don't know a doggone thing about politics. Nobody's watching the Not For Long League this year because y'all are taking a knee, and we're not watching you. We're not watching ESPN. We're not watching the Chinese Basketball Association. Y'all can pound sand, okay? I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump, and we're voting Republican because the Democrat Party's a disgrace. They're going to put you out of business. You're going to lose your home, your casa, your family, and everything else. Stand up for the country. Stand up for Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, there you go. Well, let's see. He had his coffee and he was ready to go early. But, again, you can't argue with what he's saying. A lot of what he said was true, except for he's had the wrong city there with the 100 days.
Well, right. You know, it really is something, though, Captain, how, you know, Todd is tapping into, I think, a lot of things that people feel. And of course, he's certainly
well,
got the enthusiasm.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been doing a lot of talking to people in Minnesota. Police officers, firefighters, emergency medical, some politicians, low-level politicians, some friends of mine that I know have been getting a lot of conversation going back and forth, a lot of emails, a lot of messages, and I'm telling you right now, I can feel the groundswell in Minnesota. I think Minnesota is going to go red.
That is a very, very good possibility.
And that's a big change.
Well, it is a big change because, you know, they have gone for the Democrat, I think, in the last several.
They did, and that's how we got Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I think she's in trouble. But the other thing is I'm hearing the same thing from, get this, right next door, Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin, of course, is a real interesting situation because, again, they've had all of the violence in Kenosha. And I think a lot of that is galvanizing people to the idea of Trump talking about law and order. He didn't stir it up, but he's definitely on the right side of the idea that, look, this just can't happen in American
yeah.
cities anymore.
And then my wife, when she was alive, God rest her soul, she was from the St. Louis area. And, of course, they just had a police officer killed there, shot by a gunman. He was shot in the head, and he was a hero officer for sure. And he just passed away, just died from the gunshot. And all the people there that knew my wife and knew me and I knew their family and all that stuff, and we've been chatting back and forth as well. I even got a phone call from one of them. They said, hey, man, we're mad as hell over here, and we're not voting for Democrats. It's just not going to happen. And they're in a big union area of St. Louis where they normally would just automatically vote Democrat. He said, one of my friends said, it's not going to happen this time.
Well, yeah, and this is a major, major shift. And this means, Captain, that the mainstream media will be working overtime to try to get people to think that Trump is faltering, that Biden has now gone out. Now, Biden's the law and order candidate? Give me a break.
Not at all. Not at all. Especially when we have him on television, and I just watched a clip of it here a little while ago, that he stood up there and he said that we are going to re-channel the money from the police department for use it for a better use. We don't need to have all this high-tech quality military gauge equipment and all that stuff. Kamala Harris said almost the same thing. And we've heard it from and again, it's in the party platform. It's in the party platform. Go look.
Well, again, the basic idea of this is defund the police.
Right.
The basic idea is to disarm the police, evidently, as well. And because they know exactly what's going on, Captain, the rioters, a lot of them have been brought in, they've practiced, they know exactly what they're doing.
You're right. All right, hold on. You're absolutely right on that one, Kyle. A lot of these people have, in fact, been brought in from other areas. They've been bussed in, they're getting paid. And oh, by the way, I got a little bit more in the money trail. Got a little bit more in the money trail. It's getting really interesting. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made. Enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree with. Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. And help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You betcha. And Geico is bringing you this segment. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can offer you help to find coverage for anything that you own or drive that could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an ATV, or an RV, or whatever, right? So, don't forget, they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent or through the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. So, go over to the website. Everything starts there. Find out who your local agent is, and if you don't want to go through the agent, get yourself a fast quote right there, right off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and take it away from there. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, President Trump sat down with the Departments of Justice, Attorney General Barr, and Homeland Security, the acting Director of Homeland Security, and they've created a joint program to combat what is going to be called left-wing unrest. It's going to have an operation assigned to it, a name. We don't know the name yet. That was all done before the president heads off to Kenosha today. I can tell you that they have gotten, in some of the evidence from the people they've arrested, these money cards. And on these money cards, this is how these people have been getting paid. Now,
these cards are bought by people or persons or whatever. Some of them are the money cards you can buy like in a store, and then you load them up with money and away you go. And as far as I know, there may be a few, but not very many from banks. But my sources are telling me in the investigative world that they are following the money trail right now, and they're hoping that that's going to lead them somewhere very productive.
Well, absolutely, Captain. It may lead to obviously some kind of sources that are hoping to either foment this kind of thing or try to glom on to the movement, as it were, for their own promotional purposes, as it were. But you know, Captain, Joe Biden, he was in Pennsylvania, as you know, and you mentioned about the idea of going after the left-wing civil unrest.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, Joe Biden mentioned something in his speech where he talked about it's these right-wing militias.
I heard him.
And I'm thinking, well, what is he talking about? Because what we're seeing in the streets and
Antifa.
It's Antifa. They're not a right-wing militia.
And he never mentioned the word Antifa.
No, and he
nor did he mention the word Black Lives Matters.
Right. Exactly. So I think, Captain, I mean, he was goaded into having to do this in the first place, but honestly, he's not going far enough.
Well, let's stop with that, what you just said for a minute. Let me add to it. He wasn't goaded into anything. He was ordered by his handlers to do that. He's being told what to do.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you on that, obviously. But what I mean to say is that they see that this is backfiring on them so badly, they better get out there and say something about the violence, which they didn't do the entire DNC convention. And so, yeah, so however he's doing it, they're doing it out of desperation.
Now, he has people on his staff that came from Bernie Sanders' staff, that came from Kamala Harris' staff, that came from, Beto O'Rourke's staff, that came from Mayor Pete's staff. He's got people all intertwined in there. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this is, they are the ones that are looking to make this big push. Lord only knows what will happen if they don't get what they want and just how much the temperature will be turned up as a result of that.
Now, there was an alderman in Kenosha who spoke up and said that most of the rioters and looters that are being arrested, that they can identify, that are destroying Kenosha, have come from other cities. And the arrests of those people are confirming that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this goes to show that what's happening is these aren't organic, spontaneous, spur-of-the-moment protests or riots, as it were, but these things are organized. They know exactly how they're going to attack the police. They know the tactics they're going to use and so on.
Now, I'm going to change gears because we had some legal things going on yesterday. First of all, the court allowing the judge in the Michael Flynn case to proceed. That was a shock to many people, but I really didn't think it was that much of a shock because this was a liberal court. An appeals court, liberal appeals court. The only thing they can do now, if they really want to appeal this, is to kick it upstairs to the Supreme Court. I'm not sure that it's going to happen. But there's all the evidence, and I mean, every attorney that comes on television, every attorney says that this judge, I think his name is Sullivan, is that right?
Sullivan, yeah, Judge Sullivan.
Judge Sullivan has to let this case go. Now, he may have his own way of doing it, but he has to let this case go. There is no reason to keep it together.
Well, right. I mean, I thought that basically, you know, you had the Department of Justice bring charges. If they drop charges for whatever reason, there's no case.
And the judicial end of it, the justices are not able to bring charges against anybody, okay? It's up to the district attorney, or in this case, the United States attorney and Department of Justice, and they're not going to do it. So there is no case.
There's no case. They continue to just make Michael Flynn's life horrible. But in the end, I think he's going to win.
I do, too.
I think he's winning, obviously, the court of public opinion. Sidney Powell destroyed everything that they had against him, quote-unquote. And I think that we will see a good resolution to this.
Well,
it's going to take time.
Then we had another judge who blocked asylum screening on the border by our Border Patrol agents. Now, did you know they were doing that? I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And a judge said, you can't do that. Can't do that.
Well, of course. this is why it's so important. People think about the horse race, or that's how it's portrayed in the mainstream media, the horse race between candidates.
Well,
but it's really about what are we doing at all these
different levels. That same judge said that we had to let the people in whether they wanted asylum or not. So that's going to be challenged. But anyway, that's where that's going. And, you know, and again, that had to be a liberal judge. And then there was an appeals court that denied the bid to enforce the McGahn subpoena. Now, you know what that's all about, right?
What was that about? Yeah.
The McGahn subpoena.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what that's all about, right?
Yeah, it's ringing a bell. Yeah.
The president's attorney?
Right, yeah. McGahn.
Okay.
McGahn.
The real president's
McGahn.
Attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this judge said that there is not going to be any subpoena delivered to him because of attorney-client privilege.
Oh, exactly. That's very good. Yeah.
Which means that this other guy that went to jail, the other attorney there, that was the dead loop in the pan, whatever his name was, I can't think of his name right now, that means that if he's talking on his own, that he's in violation of the attorney-client privilege.
And that is a very, very bad thing, obviously. But it's weird, Captain. We live in a weird world now where everything sort of gets thrown out the window about these kinds of things that are really supposed to be sacrosanct in our system.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you start talking about the legal system, I do believe we're going to see some cases that are going to get kicked up to the Supreme Court. By the way, Adam Schiff, I'm going to talk about him in the next break here, or during after the Truckers Highway and Byway Report in the next hour, because Adam Schiff, the big question now, folks, is we know he's a leaker. We know he is. Should he be prosecuted, Kyle?
Well, it depends. It depends on what they can prove and what they can bring against him, if that was the case. But I know that they're going to plug that leak by making these briefings now written and never verbal. That's
well,
exactly
the person that set him up that knows that he's a leaker was Richard Grenell when he was the acting DNI director. They set him up.
Right. Exactly.
And his staff, someone, either he or someone in his staff turned around and leaked stuff to the press, and they did it on purpose to find out if Chip was the leaker. Then this other DNI fella who came out here, the former congressman from Texas.
Ratcliffe, yeah.
Yeah, he came out and somebody leaked, and again, they believe that that was Adam Schiff or his people, and now there will be no more of those verbal over-the-telephone type things where everybody can listen in. It'll be a one sheet to one person, and that's it, period.
Well, exactly. What Grenell was talking about was that people like Schiff would go on these cable networks, they'd say one thing, then they get under oath or they talk to them in person and they say something completely different. And it doesn't jive. And so they're able to go out and spin any yarn they want to on TV, for example, but it's not true.
Yeah, but as I've told everybody, they can say almost anything they want under the dome of the Capitol and be protected. They can call each other names, they can call someone a traitor, they can do whatever they want to do, and it cannot be held responsible.
Right.
But get them out on the street, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks, with more. Captain's America Third Watch rolling along here. We're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up there. Got some weather out there for sure. By the way, we've got another tropical depression, but it's moving away from the United States over on the East Coast tonight, over off the Carolina coast, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia. She's up there. She's not quite out of bed just yet, but probably next hour when I do the next report, she will be. But she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate all the soldiers listening to us up there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J. Now, your Pilot and Flying J has got an offer that they offer you. You go in there, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, you heard me talk about them, and you get yourself a free cup of coffee. Now, if you're in the Driver's Club and you got one of those nice thermal mugs that they've got, then you can get a hot or cold drink, whatever it is, for free. So, you want to make sure you join the Driver's Club. The more fuel you buy, the more points you get, the more free stuff you get. How's that? So, here we go with the music.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing looking in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song. And Tim Rennie right in here to the Captain's America Third Watch. And remember, the Flying Jays, which bringing you this here report. Now, heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding along and south of a stationary front Tuesday and Wednesday from northeast Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. Now, this area is well saturated from rainfall associated with Hurricane Laura, and additional rain will likely be straight runoff. Now, Tropical Depression 15 has formed off the Carolinas. It's probably going to be a tropical storm today. It'll bring rip currents and maybe some outer showers there along the outer banks of Carolina through the end of today. However, it is moving away, thank God, from the United States. It'll be a tropical storm for two or three days before it winds up being a tropical depression over there somewhere south of Greenland. So that's what we got going on. Obviously, all marine interest out that way will want to pay attention to it. All right, and Kyle Warren is going to tell us all about what's going on out west. So go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, well, we've got some fire and ice going on in the north part of the country tonight. The fire being the fire weather warning that is covering almost the whole state of Montana. So if you're in the Helena area or if you're in the Billings area, all across pretty much the eastern part of the state, you've got fire weather warnings. You also have a lake wind advisory up in the northeast. And as we travel down south, down the 15 freeway into the area of Idaho Falls, we have a frost advisory. So there's the ice, as it were. So we've got the frost advisory going on there. Pretty much in the Idaho Falls area, as I said, extending out a little bit westward from there. And then as we continue down, it looks like we've got those fire weather warnings that we talked about last night in Utah, but they have pretty much disappeared from the map with the exception of the small part of the southwestern corner.
St. George.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've also got, though, a freeze warning over just west of Idaho into Wyoming, where it looks like we got a freeze warning there in the area of, let's see here, it's about, Daniel.
Well, it's Rollins North.
Yep. And then also fire weather watch as we move through Wyoming as well. So some contrast there for sure. Also, frost advisory in the northeastern quadrant of Nevada. So that's a bit of a change there. In Phoenix, it looks like we've got those rains. They've moved on. There's no issue there right now that we know of, with the exception of it's still going to be hot, 99 to 100 degrees in Phoenix as we go through tomorrow. In California, we do have an air quality alert. This is on Highway 99 near Bakersfield. Also, as the 5 comes down and meets the 99, these are from smoke from wildfires in that area. And as we move on up through Southern Oregon, we've still got a heat advisory in the Medford, Oregon area, and that's going to be along I-5 as you're traveling tonight.
All right, well, here we go with the rain. It's pretty much from the metro area of Texas over to Wichita Falls up into Oklahoma, and then you can just follow I-30 right over into almost a Little Rock in Arkansas with the rain north and south. Then you've got some thunderstorms and some flash flood watches and warnings in the central part of Oklahoma up towards Oklahoma City, just south of I-40, I might add, but I-35 north-south coming out of Dallas and out of Fort Worth. You're going to run into rain all the way up into Oklahoma City with some thunderstorms up on the northern end of that by Oklahoma City. And then you've got a high heat warning for central Texas, which goes right straight down 35, down to San Antonio, and then down towards the Laredo and all the way down to the Gulf Coast, all the way back up around, wraps up to Houston and Beaumont and over into the western part of Louisiana. Now, the flood watches and the flood warnings along I-10 and the road closures are now gone. So that's a good thing for Louisiana. So that means the roads are back to normal there. And appreciate that one. But, of course, they still don't have power. And then up in the northern part of Indiana along I-90 and 94, you do have an area of rain there tonight, right in that little pocket around Gary over to the Michigan line. And that's what we're looking at right now. So, Kyle, I got to ask you, there's a law that they're considering, or did they pass it or whatever, that you sent me earlier about California that could force a whole bunch more businesses out of California?
Well, Captain, this is really something. The California legislature has now passed a bill that would force big companies, basically, to change the makeup of their boards of directors to make them more racially diverse by the end of 2021. Basically, it means that publicly traded companies that are headquartered in California, they have to have at least one board member from what they call an underrepresented community by the end of next year. They have to have two or three by the end of 2022. And so this is quite interesting because this is part of the idea, of course, government prescribing exactly what business has to do. This is different to me, Captain, than having anti-discrimination laws, for example. It's wrong to discriminate against somebody. Don't have them on your board because they're a certain ethnic group or skin color or what have you. But this is prescriptive. One of the state's senators, I believe, Mr. Holden, out of Pasadena, said that corporations have money and power and influence. He says if we're going to address racial justice, this is how we're going
to
do it.
Let me step in here, because let me try to understand something. Okay, so I got to have a racial balance quota on my board, but if I don't have anyone that's qualified, I have to appoint somebody that doesn't know what in the hell they're doing that could actually be to the detriment of my company. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, that seems to be what it is, because this state senator, I believe, he's saying if we're going to address racial injustice, it's imperative that corporate boards reflect the diversity of our state. So now these are for publicly traded companies. Presumably they're going to be large companies. They could be companies like Apple or, you know, that kind of thing, Facebook, Netflix, that kind of stuff. And then get this, if this becomes a law, presumably the governor will sign it, if it becomes a law, violators could be subject to fines starting at $100,000.
Well, let me tell you what I'd do if I owned a company in California. I'd already be packing my bags and moving into another state.
Well, there's a huge exodus.
Nevada's the closest one to go to because of the taxes, but I think I'd go over a little further. I think I'd go over to Texas.
Yeah, probably so. Well, again, this can be a blow to California business. You know, so many people in California, they embrace diversity and they don't have any problem with that kind of thing. They're happy about it. Where California is very, very diverse to begin with. But again, it's the sneaking in of government to do something prescriptive to you and your business.
When do you leave them?
Well, good question. A lot of people are, and a lot of people are escaping. By the way, people are escaping San Francisco, Captain, in droves. And
well, of course.
I heard a terrible statistic just a day or so ago. Almost 46% of the small businesses there, they're the only ones surviving. Over 50% have closed permanently in San Francisco.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with hour number two, Kyle Warren, too. And we got more stuff to be talking about here. We're going to be talking about North Carolina and going to be talking about Adam Schiff, as I told you. We're also going to be talking a little bit more about Portland. And there's an Indiana congressman that's proposed an interesting bill in Congress. Wait till we tell you about that one and what might happen there. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.